Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So some of you may have seen the Netflix documentary called The Social Dilemma. It's a fantastic film. If you haven't seen it, I would urge you to go and watch it. And it talks about, or it certainly explores from the creators of some of the, you know, social media organizations out there. It explores how a lot of the social media platforms were created to bring people together. But actually the way things are going, social media is now being, or certainly becoming a force for division and hatred and intolerance. And it's just a fantastic documentary. I really would urge you to go and watch it. Anyway, the whole point I raised that is because I got into a discussion with my daughter around social media. So she's of the generation that she's known nothing else. Social media is just part of their life. And I was talking to her about the hatred on social media and how, you know, how does she tolerate it? How does she, I mean, she herself hasn't been the recipient of it, but certainly she's seen it. And she explained to me how, you know, there was one person on social media who just got a load of abuse for some minor thing. And it was this sort of bullying group mentality where people are just jumping in on the bandwagon. And I said, how is it that people can behave in that way? Because in, you know, real life, or real life in terms of face-to-face, you wouldn't do that. And she agreed, people wouldn't do that. But behind the keyboard, you know, in a remote location, because you're not having to face into the person, people think it's okay to do that. And anyway, so we had this discussion and it really got me thinking, actually. The whole focus on social media, how it's meant to bring us together, but how it's actually allowing people to find like-minded people to entrench their views. So if you've got a particular view, you'll find people like you and you can really reinforce those views instead of being something where we could open ourselves up, learn from each other, generate tolerance. It's done the opposite. And if you compare that to what organizations are currently doing, so in any large organization and small organizations across the world, the diversity and inclusion agenda, focus, movement is really honing in on how do we diversify the cognitive thinking in our organizations? How do we really focus on representing our communities that we serve? And because we know in organizations, there's real value there, the creativity, the innovation, that's not going to come from groupthink. It's going to come from diverse thinking, with diverse backgrounds, diverse ways of doing things. And how do you square this circle? So organizations are driving for diversity and inclusion. But the very people working in organizations, you, me, anybody else, we are the people who are exposed to social media, where we have the ability to reinforce our entrenched views by aggregating or coalescing with like-minded people. And instead of allowing us to become broader in our perspectives, you know, learning from each other, having a discussion and collaborating. Instead, it's allowing us to, it's just this binary approach. You're either in or out. You're either with me or you're not. You know, I'm right, you're wrong. And so social media seems to be driving this sort of binary approach. But it's out of sync with the organizations that we work for, where we're driving for diversity and inclusion. And it just really got me thinking about how organizations, what can they possibly do? And is there a risk here that we are ticking boxes? Because whatever we do across organizations, it's against the onslaught of division that social media is perpetuating. And how do we balance that out? You know, is all the work that we're doing across organizations a pointless exercise? Because actually, people will tick the boxes, they'll talk about diversity and inclusion, but in our lives outside of work, we are being exposed to more of a reinforcement of our views instead of opening up. So it just really made me think about how what we can do about this as organizations. And I remember, you know, I'm going to share something with you now that will change your views about me, I'm sure. But when I was young, we used to, I say when I was young, we still watch it. We watched the Eurovision Song Contest. And you know, I'm going to put it out there. I love it. And I still love it. And my children now love it. And I'm really sorry. But I used to love it because I used to love watching the costumes, the people singing in their folk, in their native tongue. It was just intriguing. I found it curious. And that was part of the allure of going abroad, was to learn about other cultures, learn about other people, how they live, how they eat, what they, you know, eat, and all sorts of other things, their customs, their cultures. And social media seems to have allowed us to become entrenched with, I don't want to and I don't need to. Actually, I can coalesce and, you know, have like-minded people with me. That means actually we don't need to compromise. And, you know, if you look at society, civilized societies, they're all about compromise. They're all about cooperation, working together, sharing. And in order to make sure that we live in societies where we are cooperating, where we're collaborating, it's going to require us to come together and compromise. And so while social media is this, you know, runaway train that you think, how do we bring it back? There is some hope here about the work we're doing in organizations. I say, initially I was saying, you know, is it a pointless exercise? But actually, I think we can turn this into a force for good. So the work we're doing across organizations in diversity and inclusion, actually that educational piece, we need to now expand it into social media to say, how do we behave when we're into, you know, on platforms, social media platforms? How tolerant are we? Do we extend what we talk about in the workplace into those personal lives? And please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that organizations need to be pushing their boundaries into our personal lives. But that educational piece, if it's really going to be impactful, it should allow us to stop and think. It should allow us to increase our tolerance, to be curious, and to empathize and to learn from. I remember when so for those of you who know me, you'll know that my appearance, I'm a Sikh man, turban and a beard. And I changed my appearance about 15 years ago, I think. Up until then, I was short-haired, clean-shaven, and I was just another Asian kid. And I had a personal need to go through and become a full Sikh. And I remember when I was a pharmacist, I worked in the pharmacy and I had some fantastic patients. And there was this one old man who used to come and talk to me every week. It was lovely, absolutely lovely. And he'd fought in the war. And when I changed my appearance, when I became a full Sikh, I remember him coming up to me and saying, "Why didn't you tell me you were a Sikh? You fought with us in the war and the bravest soldiers I ever came across." And he shook my hand and he said, "Thank you." And it was such a heartwarming moment. And that led him to then ask questions. He said, "I've always wanted to know, did the turban, the colour of your turbans, did that have a significance? What did it mean?" And we got into all sorts of discussions. And it was just lovely for someone who was fascinated to learn more. He wasn't trying to offend in any way. He was just curious. So whilst we're, I guess all of us in our personal lives, we're all present on some social media platform somewhere. It's being aware that social media platforms allow us very easily to find like-minded people. But the very things we're learning about diversity and inclusion at work, and the innovation, the creativity, the power of diversity and inclusion that we know happens at work and it is so, so significant. How can we use that information in our personal lives that we can diversify the groups that we're in, just to diversify our thinking rather than slamming people down to say, "I'm right, you're wrong," and having a binary approach to life? Could we take some of that work that we're learning in work and apply it to our personal lives? Could the work of diversity and inclusion be a force for good in our personal lives? So it was really just a question to put out there, really, to prompt some thinking, to allow us to all take a step back. As I said, it was all prompted from The Social Dilemma, a fantastic documentary on Netflix. I would urge you to go and watch it. And it just does make you think about the role social media plays currently, the role it was set out to play, and how can we, knowing that societies are built from cohesion and harmony rather than division, how can we go about taking some of the principles, some of the things we talk about at work, and applying them to our society in the wider society to make, I guess, to make the world a better place for all of us. So that's all from me today. If you've missed any of our previous podcasts, I would urge you to go and have a listen. We've had some fantastic guests on there. We've had Fiona Lambert, who shares her experience of being with George and creating Next and going on to Asda. We've had David Hynam, the global Bupa CEO, talking about authentic leadership. We've had Scott Jarvis talking about talent development. We've had Colette talking about well-being at work. We've had Mark, who talks about how we see each other in a really authentic way. We've had growth mindsets. We've had all sorts of discussions. So I would urge you to go and have a listen. And we've got some fantastic guests coming up as well in the coming weeks. So please subscribe and look out for the coming podcasts. Also, we've got some announcements coming out soon about values and identity that we've been working on. But I'm not going to say any more, otherwise I will get into trouble. But please watch out for those announcements. That's all from me today. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I will see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.